Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. This topic on this video, I want to talk about lying and hiding the truth. And this is it's going to be a story about how a woman has had an affair. She's hidden it from her husband for 9 years. It is an older story, but I find that even if something's written 10 years ago, if it's still a relevant topic, it still should be something that's discussed. So I'm going to bring that up and we're going to talk about it. Let me get recording here. And it's a good quote by Friedrich Nietzsche. And I'm not sure how you'd actually pronounce that in German. I don't know if I'm doing a horrible job at it. But Friedrich Nietzsche says, "I'm not upset that you lied to me. I'm upset that from now on I can't believe you." You know, you guys know many times there's two things if you've watched many of my videos. Number one, I've always told you guys, don't lie. If you get into a relationship with a woman and you want something casual, tell her you want something casual. If you're unemotionally unavailable, tell her you're unemotionally available, but you like spending time with her, and so on and so forth. And then if a relationship develops, she understands the rules, as do you. And that's a big deal, because when you lie to someone, you're taking away the freedom of choice for them. You're making it so that they are making a decision based on what they know and not what the truth is. And that's a problem. You know, I've discussed how I'm kind of libertarian. I believe everybody should be able to do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And if you want to date multiple people at once, if you want to be casual in your relationships, that's fine and acceptable. In many cases, people prefer this. But the big thing is you have to be honest with the person you're in a relationship with. If you say you want to have a committed long-term relationship and you don't, and then they find out you've lied to them, you've taken away their choice to say no. Well, once you've started lying to somebody, those lies are irreparable damage to a relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's to a friend, whether it's to family. Once you start hiding things, it's over. And the lie that you say may not be a big deal at that time, but when they find out about it, well, now they don't know when you're not telling the truth. They don't know when they can believe you. And that ruins any type of bonding that you can have with somebody. You always keep them at arm's length after that because you can no longer trust them. So let's look at this story here, and you'll see what I'm talking about. First thing that bothers me about this is that this is published. I did it. This is from Web Archive, but I've got, you know, Florida. Again, I've got a bunch of guys knocking them back, drinking, and driving around on these little 50cc scooters, and they're 35 years old. I'm telling you. You may not hear it in the background, but it's loud enough I can't even hear myself thinking. The first thing that bothers me with this article is that, number one, that they would write an article about this. This is how a woman explains how she does this and gets away with it. Well, that allows other women to do the same thing, and I suppose men too, but you're basically kind of cheering on the cheating on your spouse, and I don't like that. You know, if you're not in the right relationship, tell the person you're in the relationship with and give them the opportunity to change the boundaries of your relationship or break it off. But to lie and hide things just ruins everything, and it's part of the problem with our society today, I firmly feel, is that people are just not being genuine with each other. Let's read the article and you'll see what I'm getting at. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's very long. I'll leave a link down below. But I'm going to read part of it. She says, "My perfect affair. How I'm getting away with it. Tell no one. Put nothing in writing, pay in cash, don't drink, and keep it off the phone. How to have an affair for 9 years and get away with it. Love and happiness are certainly important to me in my 20-year marriage to Steven." Well, already, I think that's a lie. Because if you were happy and you were truly in love, you wouldn't have had this extramarital affair. And if you were determined to do it, you would have told him and given him the choice of staying married to you or not. "They are also important to me in my 9-year affair with Michael. I didn't have an affair lightly. I know people have affairs for all sorts of reasons and think ultimately that they have a goal in mind, the end of their marriage, lasting new relationship, or complete change to what they see as a boring life. I'm none of these things. I want no drama disrupting my family. I want to stay happily married and carry on my affair, and I never ever want anyone else to know, so I have every detail planned and covered. My husband doesn't suspect. My sisters and my best friends have no idea, and I make sure there's no evidence at all that can trip me up. I didn't start an affair because I'm lacking anything with Steven. He's a brilliant dad and funny, intelligent, fit, and attractive. We've always made an effort to keep things fresh. Of course, you get bogged down in daily life, but we go out to dinner by ourselves or have a day off when we pack up the kids, go to school, and go back to bed for a few hours. We also do a lot as a family, as well as socializing with friends and enjoying a variety of hobbies. So being organized is vital, and like many working mothers, I keep a meticulous diary to make sure everyone is in the right place at the right time. Now imagine you're this guy. Now, so many times when we discuss this type of topic, so many times people will say, well, she wasn't attracted to you anymore, or maybe you got out of shape, or maybe you weren't, and maybe the guy, and maybe the guy, and maybe the guy. It's always, you know, so, what could I have done as a man to make this work better? Here in her own words, he's brilliant dad. He's brilliant. He's dad, funny, intelligent, fit, attractive. What else are we supposed to do as men to keep the women that we love happy? Now, women could say, hey, this can go the same thing for men, that a man could have just as easily had the same issue. True, but they won't let a man have an article like this, because then the man is awful. He's a cheater, and he's telling other guys how to cheat. What an awful message. We can't have this going out. But when it's a woman describing it, well, what a fascinating story. Let's tune in. So it's easy to find articles like this, but you don't find them from guys doing the same thing, because no one wants to publish those, because it's a slight to the woman. It's an insult to the woman. It's putting the woman down that he's stepping out of her. God forbid that happens. But for a woman to do it, she's got no excuse to do this. He's done everything right, and he still loses. And this is why so many times I say long-term relationships don't work. Having a family today, the way the court says, because here's the thing, if she just decides to up and leave him and he's on the hook for child support and alimony or whatever else, this may never come out. This may never get mentioned to the courts. And she could leave him and keep this quiet for another 6 months, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm now dating Michael. No one would know, except the guy that now has to pay child support and that broke up his loving family. But see, she doesn't want to break up the loving family. She wants to have her cake and eat it too. She says, I also have a diary in my head of times with Michael, but I never put anything in writing. No love missives. Texts are about the families getting together, and any emails are work-related because we work in the same field. Notice she says, no love missives. Texts are about the families getting together. So her husband and this guy and maybe his wife, they all know each other. And they work, and she and he work together. So this is a coworker. Can you imagine being a guy with your wife going to an outing, and your wife's, you know, what would you call it? Your wife's cheating partner is there, and they're hanging out and talking, and you're fine. Oh, what a great guy! But in the meantime, he's, you know, doing this behind your back. Stephen was friends with Michael first. Well, there we go. Having met him at school, an event when our youngest child was just starting, he couldn't believe we had met professionally and soon introduced us. He's completely different from Stephen, who is very forthright, enthusiastic, and go-getting, while Michael is dreamy and creative, but with an incisive sense of humor and very witty, so they get along well. Let me rephrase that for you. My husband and my cheating partner get along well, but they don't know. Brilliant. You are a champion, woman. I was quite shaken when I started to find Michael attractive. I'm not stupid enough to think you can go through life fancying only one person, but I'd kept any previous little crushes firmly in my head. Stephen is quite a flirt himself, and the odd little bit of jealousy never did me any harm and tended to re-spark my interest in my husband. This was different. For the first time since we got married, I could imagine myself having an affair, and at first, it made me uncomfortable. I started plotting on how we could do it and never get found out, and almost convinced myself that it was just being academic about it. Then we all got quite drunk at a party, and Michael and I really started flirting. I thought life would go back to normal just the next day, and it did in front of Stephen and Jane. But we had a completely different relationship when we were alone. So why, again, if you're a good person, you either express this to how you're feeling to your spouse, or you find ways not to put yourself in a situation when you would be alone. Cake and eat it too. God forbid we actually make some sacrifices in a relationship to make our spouse happy. We started talking dirty. At first, it was a little edgy. Do you still fancy Stephen, Jane? Ever been unfaithful? Ever thought of it? It got more and more explicit, and I couldn't get him out of my mind. But I got a bad shock when he sent me a filthy text one night. I was sure he was drunk. It was very short, but very graphic. At that point, my conscience was almost clear, as we'd done nothing but talk, but I said, "Oh my God, Stephen, Michael just sent me a text that's meant for Jane." Stephen thought it was hilarious and texted back and said, isn't this for Jane? Stephen says, "Lucky her." Stephen teased him about it for ages, but the next time I was alone with him, I was furious and told him never do something like that so stupid again. He said he thought I fancied him, and I said very calmly that I did, but I wouldn't risk my marriage or kids for anyone. It took another 6 months of a discussion planning before the affair started. So even though, you know, it might have broken through the dam and she might have gotten found out, nope, we'll just put it on the low burner. We'll wait till later on, where maybe we get a chance that we can actually make this happen again. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. We agreed that it was to be an added extra to an already strong friendship, but organized calmly and dispassionately so no one would suspect. By the time we slept together, we were both in a total state, and it was complete disaster. He'd been to the first day of a conference. I arrived in the noon, blah, blah, blah. We were like teenagers, not in a good way. I'll just skim over this because I don't want to get too long into this. For months, I'd been totally turned on every time we were anywhere close to each other, but now the bedroom was clumsy and et cetera, but they kept working through it. We went away for a week's holiday. I did a lot of thinking. I decided that nerves had made the bedroom awkward, and once we got over the hump, so to speak, we'd be fine. So I deliberately made plans. Stephen took the kids to a cinema that weekend. I phoned their house, telling Jane I had mislaid papers from the conference, asking if Michael could bring me his so I could copy them. I read one of Stephen's adult mags to get me in the mood, opened the front door, and literally dragged him into the bathroom where we had exactly the sort of fooling around I imagined. I'm going to skip over the last of this just because it goes on and on and on. You get the point here. I'll leave the link below for the full story. She says here, "I love," and I highlighted this to make sure I didn't lose it, "I love both men. I'm harming no one and have no intention of doing so. I know we're being greedy, but it's not affecting anyone else badly. If anything, it enhances my bedroom life with Stephen. And when you've got two men seeing you naked, it certainly helps keeping yourself fit." Let me slow this down and break this up. I love both men. So imagine you're her husband who has given to the family. You work. You try to be a dedicated guy. You try to support her in her needs. You try to do what's right for the family. But she also loves another man. I would think that would be kind of a devastating blow to him. But no one's harm. I'm harming no one and have no intention of doing so. You have no intention, but what happens if he finds out? Yeah, you're really going to hurt somebody. You're risking your kids. You're risking your husband. You're risking parents. Both of your parents, I'm sure, would have something to say about what you're doing. All for those butterflies and those tingles. All for just, oh, it's so exciting and daring. I'm not hurting anybody. I mean, yeah, if he found out, it would completely destroy his life, the kid's life, my parents' life, his parents' lives, our work life, because you work with us. It'd completely destroy everything in my life. But I'm not hurting anybody. No big deal. If anything, it enhances my life with Stephen. Yeah, how do you think your husband would feel about, no, Stephen is her husband, and she says, "What makes things between me and Stephen better?" How do you think Stephen would feel knowing you have another dude visiting you, as in you? That's not so cool. You know, that's supposed to be a playground for your husband, and instead you've got another visitor there every once in a while. Look, here's the thing. If this is the type of lifestyle you want to leave and you lead and you want to have multiple partners, you go for it. I'm fine with that. Again, you know, everybody do your own thing. And if this is the kind of lifestyle you want to have, that's great. If you want to do this, you have to let your husband know you want to do this and give him the opportunity to make the choice himself. He'll either say, "I'm okay with this," and then you don't have to do all the hiding and the sneaking, or he'll say, "I'm not cool with this," and get a divorce. And then he can maybe find somebody that might actually be dedicated to just him. Or maybe he can actually decide to stay alone and just worry and improve himself instead of supporting you, instead of helping you along your path, as well as while you do this behind his back. This is why I say so many times that relationships are dead. They're dead. This guy, Stephen, has done everything right. He was a dedicated family man. He gave his time. He gives his income. He's a good father. He's intelligent. You know, the list of all the things she said. There's nothing wrong that this guy did. But he still lost. He still lost the game by nothing that he did wrong. It's just she didn't want to play by the rules. if you ever find yourself in a situation where you're tempted to lie or hide or manipulate a relationship, don't. Because then if you do and something bad happens to you, you have no leg to stand on because you've done wrong yourself. But if you are a good person and you tell the person that you're dating, you're telling the person you're interested with, you're telling a friend, if you always tell the truth, number one, you don't have to remember your stories or your lies. And number two, you're giving them the freedom to choose whether to have you in their life or not. And that way, if you do something and they say, you know what, I'm going to stick by you, I'll still be here for you, I'm cool with it, then they've made a choice on their own free goodwill. But if you lie to them and they stay with you, they're staying with a lie. They're staying with someone who you aren't. And that's disingenuous. And really, you're stealing freedom from the other person. You're stealing the choice from the other person. And no one should do that. Man or woman, doesn't matter. No one should do that. So the best we can do as good men, as positive men, and as I guess you could say a leader of your own life, is to at least be genuine. And then when something like this happens, you can walk out with your head held up high because you've got the moral high ground, as it were. But when something like this happens, it's disingenuous. It's bad for everybody involved. But she's so selfish that she doesn't even see what she's doing wrong. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, thank you for your donations. If you'd like to support me directly, links are below. But the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, and subscribe. And go check out some of my older work. None of it is time relevant. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And if you ever need anything to tell you that long-term relationships really aren't worth it anymore, here's just one more needle on the stack of needles. ¶¶